usually excited and it's always unsteady. It is very difficult to control the mind, but the wise ones trains their mind, and they also make it upright, like a fletcher that straightens an arrow. I quoted from Chittavarta Dhammapadaya. So while warmly welcoming you to Dhammapadaya, we thought of continuing our series of discussions with Professor Ravi Koggalagi today. And since we have been talking about the Paticchasamuppada, and of course we shall be talking today as well, we thought of taking into consideration about the Salayatana. Now before that, to our viewers who might have not met Professor Ravi Koggalagi, I would like to introduce him to you. Professor Ravi Koggalagi was the former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalavala University, and he is also a meditation teacher with overseas experience, and he's an engineer as well. So we warmly welcome you to Dhammapadaya, and as I just told our viewers, we are about to discuss about the Salayatana, or the six senses. And now I invite you to initiate this discussion.
Yes, Sevandi, in this, since we were talking about Paticchasamuppada, yes. Salayatana is one of the major factors there. Nama Rupa Paccaya Salayatana, you'll find it. And Salayatana now, generally, we know as six faculties, yeah. Like our eye, ear, nose, tongue, and the body sensor, skin, and also mind as
mind,
a sensor.
The sixth, yes, sixth sense. The popular sixth sense,
yes.
They call it.
Yeah. So they are also known as sense organs, mm-hmm. or sense bases. That is, again, worldly view and lokottara, the supramundane mm-hmm. view. There are two different ways of seeing these faculties. Now, for example, worldly view, we think our eyes. When we talk about eyes, we get a picture about eye, right? If I ask you to draw your eye, you can draw it. But it is known as this Mansa Chakku, or the Sasambara Chakku in Pali.
Mm-hmm. In English, if we
it's the just sense organ, mm-hmm. which we believe as our eye.
Okay.
That's the physical organ we have.
A physical lump of flesh?
Yes.
Which we believe...
Yes, it consists of flesh, other nerves, whatever eye lens, and different components. Whole thing we believe as the eye.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come to this, this is also known as Lakkhana Chakku. In what is exactly eye faculty,
mm-hmm.
the eye sensor.
Mm-hmm.
It is the place where it can perform the act of seeing.
Okay.
So, eye is defined as the place where it can perform the act of seeing.
So, Lakkhana Chakku means?
I'm trying to explain that.
Oh, please,
so,
please.
Act of seeing, the place mm-hmm. where it performs the act of seeing, known as the eye, or the eye sense. Right? Now, if we consider this whole eye, what we believed as eye,
mm-hmm.
the every place of that cannot perform the act of seeing.
Yes.
For example, if you touch your eye, these places, what kind of sense you get? Is it the chakku vinyana, or the act of seeing, or is it a kind of kaya vinyana, the feeling you get from your body sensor,
yeah.
when you touch your eye,
of touch.
Feeling of touch.
Yes.
So that means it is not the eye sensor working, there.
Yes.
Because kaya vijnana appear in on the body sense,
okay,
not the eye sense.
Right.
Right? So, don't try this, but if you use a small pin or something and touch different places, you can differentiate whether it is the chakku vijnana or kaya vijnana, whether it's a physical feeling of your body or is it actual seeing something. Right? So this organ, physical organ or flesh, is actually not eye sensor. It's a part of body sensor. Because it's generating kaya vijnana, not chakku vijnana.
Right.
So lakkana chakku is to tell you exactly where you perform the act of seeing only, not act of feeling, body feeling.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So that place is the exact place. It is also known as chakku prasada, where they are appearing prasada rupa because of the colors or shapes. Right? Our eye, probably inside our eye, if we use these biological terms, it's eye retina inside smaller, very small place where this image appears. Image occurs because of the eye lens. We all know there's lens inside eye. So this light rays can generate an image, upside down image. If you know physics a little bit. So,
I think even the O-level physics.
Yes, so that is the eye retina. And close to that place, in Pali, it is known as chakku prasada. And there appears prasada rupa because of outside object, whatever.
Okay, chakku prasada means where this image is formed, is it?
It's the place. It is like the, if you consider mirror, and the mirror image.
Okay.
So mirror is the chakku prasada, or the eye sensor.
Right.
Then the image appearing there, it is known as chakku prasada rupa. Right?
Okay.
So our chakku vijnana, the mind, because of eye faculty, chakku vijnana, it can see only this prasada rupa generated by eye organ.
Yes.
Right? So if we take another example, for example, now drawing or art work. So there's a board or what do you call that, canvas or anything, where you draw your picture, right?
Yeah.
That board is like the sensor. And with colors and other things, you draw certain picture. So that picture is like the prasada rupa, generated by various colors, right? So sensor is like that whatever background. It helping to generate the image or prasada rupa, that is the object for the vijnana.
Right.
Okay, so this very important point, because vijnana can see only that prasada rupa, not the outside object. So worldly level, what we believe is we see outside object. But actually, consciousness, the eye consciousness, so chakku vijnana can see only the prasada rupa created or generated by this eye faculty.
Is that also, I think that is also upside down, and we just understand it in the correct way.
Yeah, from physics we know it is upside down.
As if in an astronomical telescope, you see things upside down.
Yeah.
But I think even on the retina it's like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Upside down image. But the thing is, our consciousness can observe only that image.
Yes.
But we are deluded by thinking we see outside object. Right?
Okay.
So that is done by, that is what our eye consciousness is telling us. So we have to identify using our wisdom or prajna what the capability of eye consciousness and what it is telling us. So capability is just observing the prasada rupa, it's only an image, not the outside object, what eye consciousness can see. But what it is telling us is a different story. It is telling us, you have seen outside object, physical object. So that's why Buddha has gave a simile to consciousness. If you can remember, it's a magician.
Yes.
Right? Maya kara, maya upamancha vinyana.
Vinyana is a magician.
So magic is, it is telling us different story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not what it is capable of doing.
Okay, now this is Chakku Vinyana.
Chakku Vinyana. Right, yeah, we are talking about Chakku Vinyana, magician. Okay. But it is very similar to same thing doing by the other Vinyanas as well.
Sure.
Sota Vinyana. The consciousness because of our ears.
So, if I just say it is like believing somebody else's story.
Yes, exactly.
Something like that.
That's what exactly I'm trying to.
I think that's very
disappointing. Coming in. Yes. So we are just believing this magician, the magic as the truth. Magic is. It is telling us or showing us,
yes,
you are actually experiencing outside object. But truly what is happening inside this is, it can see only the image generated by this lens or whatever our organ, eye.
Okay.
Right? So consciousness has the ability only to see the image generated by this eye sensor. Right, but it is telling us different story. You have sense outside object. Now, if we take an example, if you see a fire or something outside, now we think it's very hot over there, right? But can our eye feel that temperature?
No.
I can see only the color difference, the color image only.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we think other qualities of that object also we have already experienced.
Yes.
Like. So that is deluded mind.
Okay.
That is because of avijja.
Yeah.
We don't know what is going on exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Due to avijja, we come into different conclusions. Wrong conclusions. So those are our beliefs, our drishti, wrong beliefs. So here what Vijnana telling us is a different story. What it can perform is only to see this prasada rupa generated by any of these faculties. In the case of eye, it is chakku prasada rupa. In the case of ear, it is sota prasada rupa, generated by this ear and the sound. Now, I took that drawing artwork example. So, color is something like, in the case of eye, it is exactly color. But the case of ear, it is, color is something like sound.
Yeah, frequency. Maybe.
Frequency,
yes.
Different frequencies. So, the sound waves.
Yes.
Right? So Buddha has given another example, like eye is samudra, this faculty is the ocean, samudra. And the waves, the taranga are the srupa, right? Now, if you take the ear faculty, it will be clear, like samudra is the ear base sensor itself. And this color is the waves, taranga.
Okay.
So it is sound waves,
yeah,
in that case, right? But I also, I is like the samudra or the ocean, and the waves appear in there are these images or pictures or prasada rupa generated by eye faculty. Now, in Dhamma, it's explained I as there are causes for this I. Especially Abhidhamma, Dhamma Sangani Pakarana, it says four causes. The ahara, food. Ahara sambhutam, then the how this I appear. Right? Because of ahara, then kamma, our previous deeds. Right? So, you know, our human I we got because of our previous chutisita and pratisandhi sita, right? It depends on whatever karma appears to us. So, because of we have done a good karma and appeared our last thought, that's why we got human birth, right? So, that's where we got human I.
And also because we of were not that. Born blind.
Yes.
Because those of the karma.
Yeah.
Because of the karma.
So that's the second reason, cause. Ahara, karma. Then tanha, of course. The craving. Craving for I. Right? We want to have I. Okay? Yes. Tanha, the fourth one is the most difficult one. Avijja.
Ignorance,
so not knowing what's going on. Right? Due to that also, I appeared. So this is the most difficult part to understand. Worldly level, it's very difficult. That's why you need this Supramandan or Lokottara way of seeing at these things. Right? Because all other three things we can explain using worldly way of thinking about this physical life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Earlier we talked about this asambhara chakku.
Yeah.
But this lakkhana chakku is something like I is there, only you perform the act of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
That is whenever chakku vinyana appearing. That is the time we are performing the act of seeing.
Yes.
Only when chakku vinyana appearing.
Mm-hmm.
If chakku vinyana is not there, we are not performing the act of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when there's our sota vinyana, the consciousness due to our ear.
Mm-hmm.
When it is there, chakku vinyana is not there. Because only one single vinyana can be there at a given particular moment.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Only one vinyana can be there.
Yes, yes.
So.
Yeah, I think it takes some time for you to realize, because I'm sure those who are listening to our conversation,
yeah.
sir, they might be wondering, okay, then what happens when we are watching TV?
Yes.
Actually, to think of it, if you concentrate too much on the
yeah.
what you see, you will miss what you hear.
Yeah.
Now,
and
if you,
all.
So, if you think
yeah.
about it, I think you realize.
Yeah.
That it's
we
true.
Have explained this one of our last programs
yes.
also, but I'll tell
just
it again. Refresh. Yeah. One can question then how can you see and hear at the same time? For example, while watching TV, how can you hear sound as well? For example, and also at the same time, you may feel your body feelings. You may smell something. Right? So one would think these things, you know, happening at the same time, parallelly. But our mind is so fast, we can't differentiate from one thought from another. Right? Even a split of second, there can be millions of thoughts arising and passing away very fast. But at a very, any particular given moment, it's known as chittakshana. There can be only one thought, one vinyana, right? No two or more vinyanas appear at the same time.
So you mean it takes a lot of mindfulness to separate them and see?
Yeah.
To see the gaps between
yes,
them?
Yes, yes. You need very powerful mindfulness. And also very high level of wisdom as well. Right? Normal people, they can't differentiate them because Buddha has mentioned this the most, you know, there's no other thing to compare about the speed of mind.
Yeah. I think it's like a cinema, you know, running and then a fan turning. If you
yes.
try to take photographs with the camera, then you see it separately,
yes.
moment by moment.
Yes.
But with the eye, you just see.
Yeah, naked eye, you can't.
In a circle. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The cinema example also we took, what is going on is different frames,
yes.
right? Mm-hmm. When it is moving faster than certain speed, we can't differentiate those
yes.
frames,
okay.
right? We don't have that ability.
Yes.
So you need very powerful mindfulness or well-developed mind to see those. Anyway, the point is,
mm-hmm.
only one single vijnana can be there at a given moment. Right? It's a very small moment I'm talking about. It's known as chittakshana.
Mm-hmm.
And so when chakku vijnana is there, no other vijnana appear there.
Exist,
yeah. So it has to disappear before another vijnana arise. So this arising and passing away very quickly. Due to this speed, we can't differentiate them. Because split of second, there can be millions of such vijnanas appearing and
mm-hmm.
passing away.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why we think this is all happening at the same time. But
yeah.
what is going on is one act, the vijnana arises and passing away. Then another vijnana arising and passing away. Then only another vijnana can arise and
mm-hmm.
passing away. Right? So each vijnana specializes for only one faculty. Whether it is chakku vijnana, it is for eye. Sota vijnana, that's for the ear. Like that. So the important point is, our eye is active. Or simply we can say there's eye only when it is performing the act of seeing only. You know even how doctor check your eye? Checking is done by he or she may show you some characters or something,
yes.
pictures or something, and asking you whether you can see.
Mm.
That is how they check whether eye is working, right?
Yeah.
So when we can perform the act of seeing only, we know there's an eye. Other thing you may think about, how do you know there's an eye? Have you ever seen your eye? It's another question to think about.
Yes.
You might reply from a mirror, you can see, but it is not the exact physical eye you are seeing, right? Because you can perform the act of seeing only using your eye faculty.
Mm.
But can it see its own?
No, it can't.
Right? So, Buddha has mentioned, it is again in Abhidhamma, ai chakku is anidassana. You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the eye, other faculties as well. Right? You can't experience your own sensor. You get to know about your sensor because of the active performing. So we know they are sai because we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, other way round, if you can't see, can you say they are sai? For a blind person, for example, there's
yeah,
no
yeah,
eye.
Yeah.
You might tell they are sai, but if it cannot yeah. perform the act of seeing, what's the point of telling they are sai?
A malfunctioning eye.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's only a word only. It's not the exact meaning
mm-hmm.
of eye. So, lakkhana chakku is the this chakkhayatana, or producing something. This time it is producing act of seeing. Right? That is what we call as chakku or asa. Right? So now there's very important point here. It is there only when chakku vijnana is there. Because act of seeing you can perform only when chakku vijnana is there.
So if you mean the eye is actually there when the chakku vijnana is there?
Yes, exactly.
All other times, the eye does not exist.
Yes. Don't get scared, but yes. This is the truth. Any of our faculties, only when it is performing that act, that faculty is there. So this is Lakkhana Chakku, not Sasambhara Chakku. Sasambhara is which we believe.
So
it is not the real eye.
Yeah, if someone thinks, okay, then where is it at the rest of the time when it is not there?
This is the question you have to answer through your wisdom.
Yes, does it hide or does it die and,
then
it occurs again?
Yeah, this is where you can understand or realize what is anicca is. Arising and passing away. So, I also arising and passing away. It is not a permanent thing or semi-permanent like which we believe from our birth to death. It is there. But this is arising and passing away. I, the chakkhayatana, arising and passing away. So that is where, of course, you can realize why this salayatana nirodha in the paticchasamuppada. In arahants, it's salayatana nirodha. So this is very confusing place. When someone trying to understand this. But if you understand this, what is this chakku or the asa? It is not this mansa chakku, but chakku is the sensor appearing when you perform the act of seeing. Right? When you are not performing the act of seeing, chakku is no longer there. Chakkayatana is no longer there. So it is arising when you perform the act of seeing. At the same time, it is passing away because another vijnana has to appear. If it is sota vijnana, then it is the faculty of ear. Sota ayatana.
Right.
When sota ayatana is there, chakka ayatana is no longer there. So this is one important aspect one has to understand. When you are talking about these lokottara levels, each of these faculties arising and passing away. They are not, existing like it was there yesterday and tomorrow it will be there. No, it's a new I.
Okay.
Moment to moment. Yeah. Which has arise, pass away.
Also made of cells and other chemicals like the rest of the body, it is always refreshing or like it's anicca.
Yes, this
suffering again and again.
Yeah, anicca has a deeper meaning. Mm-hmm. Arising and passing away without we think it's existing only, for example, few seconds only. It is not the anicca. Anicca is arising, passing away. You can't even talk about...
You mean there is upada, but there is no titi? There is
no short existence. Titi is, it is misinterpreted because everywhere you will find is titasya. Titasya anyatattam, not titi.
Okay.
If you think it is existing, it is changing. If you think something is there, it is changing. But provided if you think it is there. But what is going on is arising, passing away. Right? So if you think something existing, it is not Buddhism. Buddha has rejected that. Okay? This is sāsvata or the something existing.
Yeah.
Then also if you are telling there's nothing. Or not existing, again, that also rejected. Right? So, Buddhism doesn't belongs to any of these beliefs, whether it is existing or non-existing. Sasata and Uccheda. Buddha has completely rejected those two. Right? Very clearly rejected. So that is where one has to understand this paticca samuppada or hetupala, the cause and effect. Right? Now, that's why we are trying to understand these causes. I have mentioned four causes Buddha has mentioned. The ahara, kamma, tanha, and the avijja. So avijja is the most difficult one. I am trying to come to that point. But before that, we have to explain some other things. First thing, this delusion, what this consciousness or magician doing, right? So when we see something, we used to believe we have seen something outside. For example, this flower, it is outside. But what exactly happened here was, this eye generated an image inside the eye retina, right? In Pali terms, it is known as chakkupasada rupa. And consciousness, eye consciousness, got to know only about that image. Our consciousness cannot go out and examine this flower.
Yes.
But what it is telling us is a different story. Okay, you have seen a beautiful flower outside. Mm-hmm. Right?
So how far can we believe the storyteller, the vinyana?
So it's up to the level of vinyana, one dialogue. So first thing, you have to understand what is going on. That is where you can get the samadhi, where this path starts, right?
Yeah.
Samadhi, lokottara samadhi.
Yeah, I have a little urge to ask something. I don't know whether you're coming to that later. If so, please let me know. Because you said this salayatana nirodho in arahats.
Yeah.
So I have this urge to ask, does that mean that, obviously it doesn't mean that they don't see things.
Yes.
And I'm sure this is in the minds of our viewers, that's why I thought of asking it.
Yeah.
Would you want to come to that later or would you like to refer it now? I just had the urge to ask it.
Yes, because of that I'll give you a very simple answer, but we'll come to that later in deeper levels. So, arahants don't see, in a way, what we see.
Right.
Now what we see is, what we see or what we believe is, we have seen something outside, the existing thing. But so far I have explained, what is really happening is, our consciousness seen only the image generated by our eye faculty, not the outside thing. Right? So, if you see what is going on, what vinyana can do, what its capability, it can see only the image generated by one of your faculties, one of your senses. So we have only six senses, as we mentioned. So consciousness can observe only those prasada rupa, or images generated by those six senses. Nothing more than that. It cannot go outside and
see
for itself. So what we believe is different thing. What is really happening is another thing. Right? So arahant's level, they have seen what is going on. They are not just believing world way like we believe. So, now we can go to another step further. Now, when we see something, I'll take another example, like food item, cake or maybe some more tastier thing. Ice cream, vade or something. Or something makes
something
sound like
tempting
like papadang or something. We'll take this. Okay. Now, This is a very good example. I heard from one of the monks taking this, but I thought it's a really good example to explain this papadam. Because just imagine you seen a papadam, right? So what you have done is use your eye faculty, and now we know it can generate only an color image, or consciousness seeing that, right? But when you see this, first thing, our consciousness telling is, okay, there's a papadam outside, not this inside one.
Yes.
Right?
Obvious.
So we believe we have seen some object, in this case, papadam, right?
Probably on a plate.
Plate.
On the table.
Yeah. So when you see that, of course, what happens is we have seen a color image only. So we got only color information from outside.
Yes.
Nothing more than that. But we get a feeling of taste of that. We get a feeling of smell of that, what kind of smell it has.
Actually
before experience, before taste. Yes. Now it is still on the plate. Right?
But we have already eaten it.
Already we got the
yeah.
idea of taste. Mm. So, when we think whatever we have seen is outside, right? We put other qualities where we can sense from that object onto that.
Yes.
For example, taste, what kind of taste there, what kind of smell there. Actually, we have not experienced those yet, right? And if you touch, what kind of touching feeling you get, soft or hard or, right? And this cracking sound, right? What kind of sound
crispy
you
sound.
Get, crispy sound, right? So all those things we put into that object called papadam. So now, you have to see what is input we, what's the input we got through our eyes on the color information. But all other things generated within ourselves. The taste of it, the smell of it, touching feelings,
the crispiness,
the sound, everything came from where?
Us.
And from our past experience, not what we are experiencing at the present moment. So we have gone to our past without our knowledge. We think we are in the present moment, but without our knowledge.
Yeah, without us realizing it, we have gone to the past.
Past experience.
Definitely. Yeah.
Now what we are experiencing is the past taste we have experienced, right? Maybe this papadang may be a very salty one, we don't know until we taste, right? But we are experiencing this past, so we have gone to past without our knowledge. So you are not in the present moment. This is another thing you have to keep in mind. So whenever you believe there's outside something because of seeing, when you believe it is outside, we are without our knowledge, we are going to our past. Right? Or we are using our past experience with the present. Present input is only the color information. But we use our past experience and create something. So this is the thought formation of sanskara, sankara, right? So this is happening within ourselves, but we believe it is outside, right? So when we see something, first delusion, we think we are seeing something outside, okay?
So that's the delusion.
First delusion. Based on that, we are putting some more things to that outside object. The taste, sound, smell, whatever. Whatever means which we can experience again using one of our faculties. Right? So that gives you the craving or tanha to have another sense.
Okay,
so tanha is one of the major factors. Because of that knowledge we got, only we want to taste it. Tasting means we are creating our this sensor, tongue.
Jivha vinyana.
We need jivha vinyana to experience the taste. Right? So there are a few important things you have to consider here. One is we have used only our eye faculty. Eye faculty can give you only color information. But we believe we already experienced the taste, sound, the touching feeling, whatever, of that object.
Sure.
Right? So this is due to our avijja and deluded mind. Right? So this is where this magician is active. So all this information telling us by our vijnana. Right? Whatever we get to know is the vijnana. So it is telling all of those stories about outside and which we believe. So that's the worldly way of seeing things. Right? But if you see what vijnana can do, it is only experiencing whatever these prasada rupas generated by any of these salayatana, six faculties. Right? That is what vijnana can do, but which it is telling us is a totally different story. Right? About outside objects. Outside world. So this is where you need to identify what is world and cause of world. Right? Remember our very famous example, this dog peep into water. Right? So now you can think and see why it get deluded. Because there's thinking there's another dog in the water. Right? So it perform only the act of seeing. So it's eye faculty giving it an image, color image.
Okay.
By looking at that, looking at in the sense consciousness, eye consciousness can see only that image.
Yes.
Prasada rupa generated by dog's eye. And it is using its past experience. And generating so many thoughts. Thought formation is the sankhara. Right? This sankhara telling it, there's another dog. Physical dog outside. Whatever physical thing outside, it is experiencing. Right? So the story is telling by its own vijnana. And when it believes there is something outside it is experiencing, it is not only the vision, but also other, whatever it can experience by other faculties.
Right?
Maybe about the smell, taste, touching, feeling, right? Whatever you experience by
all six senses.
Yeah. So, when we use one of the sensors, we get only one signal, the sanya, the eye rupa sanya, ear the sadda sanya, sound signal. But we believe we are not only experiencing that sanya itself, but a thing or physical matter known as rupa, outside physical matter, which has qualities where we can experience by our other faculties. Right? This is explained in, I think, this Chullahattipadopama, or no, Mahahattipadopama Sutra. We get only one information, but using that we believe an object outside we are experiencing, which has other qualities which we can experience by other senses.
Yeah.
Is complete delusion.
Yeah.
Not the reality. Because reality is our one of the senses gave us some kind of signal.
Yeah.
Color signal, sound signal, rupa sanya, saddha sanya, and so on. Right? So our consciousness can experience only this signal, nothing more than that. And signal, the sanya, Buddha is giving another very good simile. Sanya is mirage, miringu, right? Mirage. So this sanya is like mirage. So, if we don't know what mirage is, we used to believe water. So, it is something like, in this case, we are believing another thing which we really see, physical thing. And that physical thing, we put all other qualities, not only the color information, but other information which we might experience using our other senses.
In other words, we are a prisoner of our own vijnana.
Yes, exactly. So, vijnana is a magician when we are blindly believing what it is telling us. So, this is where this Buddha is explaining us, like in Dhamma. Right? What is world? What is the cause of world? And if you see the real cause, you see the cessation of world. That is what arahants, cessation of world. And worldly level, we have a world. But the arahants, they have escaped from the world, lokottara. Right? So, if you know what is world, cause of world and cessation of world, then you may come into the path leading to the cessation of world. And that is known as Sammāditti, Lokottara Sammāditti. If you check Sammāditti Sutta, or the Rohitassa Sutta, what is world? It is not external world. World is within you. I think we have explained this in our few programs.
Yeah.
World is not outside as we believe, but it is within you, constructed by your own thoughts. Right? Avijja paccaya sankhara. Then we believe it is outside, worldly way, not seeing the truth as it is. So we caught up with the world or with the mara. World. So, once Mara has mentioned, these faculties belongs to him.
I see.
And Buddha accepted that. Yes, this I and Rupa are yours. But we have gone beyond that through our wisdom. Right? So, that is where this Salayatana Nirodha comes. Right? Now, you can see, now, we use only, for example, the information getting from our eye, whenever we see. But we believe there's object where we can experience from other faculties as well. And it is only creation of our mind. Right? Those are delusions. If we believe they are outside. Right? When you see the papadam, if you think you can experience the taste, you are not really experiencing now. It is not touching on your this tongue. Jivha vijnana has not arisen. But you think you are experiencing. right? I know the taste of it. And you think you have experienced the smell without really experiencing it by your nose, right? So it's done by our deluded mind, right? So Vijnana, the magician.
Definitely, it's the work of the magician.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, well then, thank you so much, sir. And even though it is extremely disappointing to realize that we are the prisoners of this magician, Vijnana, I think what we have discussed today is of immense importance to you, and we especially thank Professor Ravi Kodgalage for being with us today and sharing his knowledge with our viewers. Thank you very much, sir. And we hope that this reinforces, if we tend to listen to all these the Dhamma discussions and the discussion we had right now, and we just happen to talk about the six senses that actually belong to the Mara, as once claimed by the Mara himself. So if we, just listen and forget it the other day, we'll be like the spoons that stir a lot of tasty dishes, but don't realize the taste of that curry at all. So I just quoted this from the Dhammapada. There was this metaphor of the spoon that stirs the curries but don't realize the taste. Unlike the tongue, it doesn't realize the taste, whatever, however tasty that curry might be. So let us not be like those spoons. Let us be like the tongues, and let us somehow, because very soon death will come to all of us, so let us somehow realize and practice the Dhamma, and let us pave our way towards our goal,
Nirvana.
So thanking you once again. Yes,
okay.
Is there anything you'd like to
ask? Yeah, if they have any questions, of course,
please let them know your email.
They can email me. It's koggalage@yahoo.com. koggalage@yahoo.com. And also there's a website they can listen to our discussions. That is ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga, harimaga.com. That website you can find up-to-date discussions.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and may the most noble triple gem, as always, let us meet the next Monday as well.